Hey everyone, it's Pacific and welcome back to SCP Archives. This week, S is for saintly. What could possibly go wrong? Also, welcome to October. As many of you know, this is the busiest month of the year for our team. Not only do we have two episodes every week until the end of October here on SCP, we also do 31 Days of Horror over at Creepy, where we have a new episode every day. We just launched our newest podcast, Poe Evermore. It's a historical fiction podcast about Edgar Allan Poe. Shelterwood launched last month. It's incredible. Sorry, 2 months ago. It's wonderful. The first 5 episodes are up now, and you should go listen to them if you haven't already. And last month, we launched Creepy Places, our new true crime podcast led by John Grills, the host and narrator of SCP and Creepy. There is so much happening, and all of this is possible thanks to our patrons. Our patrons are how we are able to hire our team, fund these new shows, and do so, so much more. So in October, we're giving back to our patrons. We'll have another postcard drop for all patrons, new or continuing, in October. So between October 1st and October 31st, if you want to become a patron, this is the best month to do it. We'll have postcards and stickers going out to all of our patrons. That is a $5 a month subscription. Come get some stickers and some postcards. There's some really cool designs. We'll be releasing the designs for both the stickers and the postcards later, so stay tuned for that, as well as ad-free episodes and bonus episodes and so much more. All of that happening at patreon.com/SCP_POD. Up next, a quick ad break, and then this week's episode.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number. SCP-7725, Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. The condemned structure has been seized by the Foundation and a 2-meter-tall fence has been constructed to keep civilians from entering the premises. The gate is to be unlocked upon SCP-7725-A's manifestation and locked again following demanifestation. Provisional Site 32X has been established on a nearby property to monitor the anomaly. Manifestations of SCP-7725-A are to be monitored by MTF Lambda 5, matchmakers. To facilitate research of the anomaly, D-class subjects familiar with Protestant Christian religious teachings are to be assigned to interact with the entity until its demanifestation. Description: SCP-7725 is a decrepit 2-story, 4-room house in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. All attempts to breach and enter the anomaly have resulted in failure. The structure is impenetrable except by SCP-7725-A and its targets. SCP-7725-A is a humanoid entity resembling a Caucasian female between the ages of 20 and 25. This entity manifests every 20 years during the month of November, whereupon it exits SCP-7725. SCP-7725-A behaves as a non-anomalous individual. Over the course of 6 to 11 months, it establishes itself as an active member of the local community's Christian religious organizations. During this time, SCP-7725-A courts a Christian male between the ages of 25 to 30 and invites its target home to meet its family. The purpose of this invitation seems to be converting the target into a new instance of SCP-7725-B. To date, all observed SCP-7725-A instances possess genetic material from the victims of prior iterations. SCP-7725-B refers to any of the 62 entities dwelling inside the anomaly, which include 55 humanoids, 4 canines, and 3 felines. Each has an elongated body and extremities. Aside from instances of SCP-7725-A, none have ever been observed leaving the structure. Addendum 7725.1, Exploration. The following is a transcript of recorded video and audio from a body camera hidden in a necklace worn by D1221. The subject was courted by SCP-7725-A for 11 months, starting in November of 2021. He entered the anomaly on October 3rd, 2022, and was never seen again.
I'm so excited for you to finally meet my family.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope I can live up to their expectations.
Oh, don't worry, baby. I'm sure they'll love you.
SCP-7725-A opens the door to SCP-7725. It motions for D1221 to follow and remove its shoes before placing them beside the door. D1221 hesitates on the threshold. His body camera shows a once elegant foyer in utter disrepair. Dust covers the floor and family portraits on the wall. The surfaces are riddled with mold and dim light cascades through a hole in the ceiling.
Come on, James. What are you waiting for? Don't you want to meet my family?
Yeah, of course. The air is a little stale in here. That was a little weird.
That door has always been like that. Creepy, right?
Janice? Is that you?
A male instance of SCP-7725-B appears from a door in the hallway. It is soon identified as an elder version of D1003, a D-class agent assigned to SCP-7725 during the previous manifestation. It is designated SCP-7725-B62.
Yes, Danny, I brought James.
Hello, sir. It's lovely to meet you.
D1221 moves to approach, but is stopped by SCP-7725-A.
Take your shoes off at the door, silly Billy.
SCP-7725-A enters the doorway as SCP-7725-B62 disappears within it again. D1221 takes a moment to remove his shoes, then approaches the doorway. Inside, he finds a twisted, writhing mass of elongated human bodies at the center of an antique living room. The writhing flesh is coiled tightly in spirals and tangled knots. SCP-7725-B62's body is nowhere to be seen, but its head is visible near the back of the room. Twisting around the head of a female SCP-7725-B instance, their necks measure at least 5 meters.
What the fuck?
Language, young man.
It means you can't speak that way in front of my parents.
SCP-7725-A crosses the living room and kisses SCP-7725-B62 on the cheek. It looks at D1221 with an angered expression. Several of the heads scattered throughout the room begin to moan louder.
Sorry. Maybe I should go. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
James, promise me you'd meet my family. Don't go backing out on me now.
Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Proverbs 16:3. Are you seriously going to leave my daughter like this, James?
No, you're right. I was just dumb. Surprised at how big it is. Your family, I mean.
We like to keep our loved ones close. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. Acts 16:34.
That one is a favorite of mine. That and Ephesians 5:25.
Remind me, how does that one go again?
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
I knew you'd bond over your love of Christ. Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy.
Now, hold on, Pump. I never said I liked him just yet. I just know he's a man of God. And that's good. But it ain't enough for me.
I promise you, I don't mean any funny business with your, daughter.
We'll just have to wait and see what the missus thinks, eh, James? Darling! Come out and meet Janice's boyfriend!
The female SCP-7725-B62 is wrapped around, turns to reveal it is the previous instance of SCP-7725-A from 20 years ago, designated SCP-7725-B61. It is much older, missing all its teeth, and its eyes are dark, empty pits.
Lord Jesus!
What did I say about language, young man? I ain't gonna tell you a third time.
Hi, Mama.
SCP-7725-A embraces SCP-7725-B61's elongated neck for a moment and turns to face D-1221.
Sorry, I just... Man, this feels like a bad dream. I'll just go along with it. Maybe that's all it is. It's just a bad dream.
Speak up, son. Don't you know it's rude to mumble like that?
Yeah, sorry, totally, totally, sorry. I was just stunned by your wife's beauty. If I didn't know any better, I would have assumed she was Janice's older sister.
Oh, honey, you're a card. Say, dinner's almost ready. Why don't you join us over in the kitchen, James?
Oh, Mom made her special stew today. You'll love it.
Janice, why don't you put Fido up in his room so he doesn't beg at the table?
Yes, Daddy.
SCP-7725-A approaches the writhing pile of flesh, stuffs her arm in up to the shoulder, and pulls out a mange-ridden Pomeranian with limbs half a meter long. The dog licks SCP-7725-A's face as she carries it back out into the hull. D-1221 follows her and then turns quickly towards the exit. He finds B-62 standing there, next to B-61, who looks more or less normal except the gaping holes where her eyes should be.
Follow me, son. Let's talk shop.
Yes, sir.
SCP-7725-B62 guides D-1221 back into the living room. They walk around the pile of twisting bodies in the center to a doorway on the far side. They enter the remains of a kitchen. Several arms extending from the living room grab bowls and cutlery and set them on the table. Numerous heads, each attached to the mass by an extensively long neck, lay moaning and groaning on the ground. D-1221 steps over them and takes a seat at the table as SCP-7725-B62 turns to face him.
So, you want to be with my baby girl? Is that true?
That was the plan, sir.
What? Do you suddenly not love my daughter? Tell me, I misheard you, James.
No, I still love her. I guess I'm just intimidated by you and your family.
I'm not here to judge you, son. That is something only the Lord himself can do.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I want to marry your daughter and have a nice, happy family. Just like you do.
That's good. Good. And tell me, do you believe in God? Do you really believe in Him?
I do. I believe that the Lord died on the cross for me and was resurrected after 3 days, and when I die, I'll meet St. Peter at the pearly gates and spend all eternity at the Lord's side, and I will live with him and the other believers in heaven.
I'm back!
SCP-7725A enters the frame. It takes a seat next to D-1221.
I'm glad you do, James. Because I can't have no filthy atheists, Catholics marrying my little girl. Do you know what Janice means, James?
Oh, Daddy, you don't have to tell the story.
The video frame tilts.
No, sir.
It means God has been gracious, or gift from God. She's destined to live a life guided by God. And I can't have anyone or anything pose a risk to her. As a man of God to another, you understand what I mean. Don't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
SCP-7725-B62 moves closer to D-1221.
And do you know what James means?
The video frame tilts further. The SCP-7725-B instances laying on the ground begin to moan and groan louder.
No, sir.
SCP-7725-B62 moves closer to D-1221.
It's a derivative of Jacob, which means supplanter or usurper. Are you here to usurp me, James? Are you here to steal away my little girl and lead her to a life of sin?
SCP-7725-B62 moves closer to D-1221. The video feed tilts further, showing another neck, elongating and reaching around towards SCP-7725-A. Two entwine, and the camera is pulled up as they continue to wrap around one another. D-1221's neck is elongating to match the other SCP-7725-B instances.
What? No! I just wanted to meet you all! I just wanted to meet your parents! I'm my girlfriend! I'm a man of God! I swear it!
SCP-7725-B62 moves away. The SCP-7725-B instances quiet down.
Oh, relax, James. I'm just pulling your neck. Welcome to the family, sir.
The camera moves further up D-1221's elongated body, reaching SCP-7725-A's neck. It strains momentarily before being crushed, and the video feed is lost.
This week's episode was possible thanks to our patrons. Joining us this week was John Anderson Jr., Rise, Dylan Cole, Maz Donovan, and Warper. Thanks for your support, guys. We couldn't do what we do without you. SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. SCP-7725 was written by Uncle Nicoloni. Our script was by Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was Alyssa Park. D-1221 was Dustin Parsons. SCP-7725-A was Ashley Jones. SCP-7725-B-62 was Giancarlo Herrera. Our art was by Eduardo Valdez Hebbia. Our video was produced by Dakota Miller. Our theme song was by Matt Roy Berger, and our original music was composed by Dana Kreisman. Our sound designer was Chris Harris Beachy. Our showrunner was Daisy McNamara, and I'm your creative director, Pacific S. Obadiah. Our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit scparchives.com.